Hi, I'm Jacob, and you're listening to Down Gilead Lane. Now, raise your hand if you remember Michael and Anna. Oh, forget it. I can't see you anyway. Oh, let me just give you the recap. Okay, so Maya has not been making it easy for the new girl, Anna.
Stop being the teacher's pet, Anna!
And Anna put up with it for a while, but then she couldn't take it anymore.
I'd do anything to get rid of Maya.
And Michael was like,
Amen. I've been wishing for that since kindergarten.
Finally, they talked to Michael's mom and dad. And this is what they heard.
Love is in the center of everything Jesus did. And that's what he expects from us.
And even Michael's mom and dad know that they're not going to always feel like loving Maya.
Now, you're not going to always feel like loving Maya.
See? So, basically, Michael and Anna are trying to do what Michael's mom and dad said, even though it's not going to be easy. Today, we're going to find out just how hard remaining faithful can be. Remember in the Bible when Paul and Silas were in jail and an earthquake broke their chains? They were set free. But if they ran, it meant certain death for the jailer in charge over them. So they stayed, and they even convinced the other prisoners to stay as well. Paul and Silas spared the jailer's life. Their witness of faithfulness gave them the chance to share God's love with the jailer. Now, let's get started down Gilead Lane. I don't know about you, but I'm excited to see what happens, and I just hope that Michael and Anna have the courage to be like Paul and Silas.
I don't think so.
Well, look who's coming, Matt. If it isn't Little Miss Perfect and her trusty sidekick, what do you two want?
Anna and I wanted to talk to you. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Look, I don't think we have anything to talk about. Come on, Matt.
Maya, we're not here to fight. We both feel really bad about yesterday. I'm really sorry for yelling at you in class.
Yeah, right. What do you really want?
No, we're serious. We're sorry for how we treated you, and we want to know if you'll forgive us.
Is this some of your weird Christian stuff again, Michael?
It's not weird Christian stuff.
Sounds like church talk to me.
Actually, it is Christian stuff. I mean, Michael and I are Christians, and that means we want to do what God wants us to do, even when it's hard. And I know the way I talked to you is wrong, and I shouldn't have done it.
Me neither. So we're asking you to forgive us.
Whatever. Michael, I knew you're strange, but you're getting worse and worse since she moved here.
But you know we're sorry and you'll forgive us?
If that's what my line is, then fine, you're forgiven. But I don't want to hear any more about this God stuff, and I don't want to be your friend, Anna.
Well, you don't have to.
Come on, Matt, you're still coming over, right?
Yeah, just
Matt, come on.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, later. Well, that's over.
At least she forgave us.
Yeah. My mom and dad will be happy.
So, how come I don't feel better? I mean, we did what we were supposed to do.
I don't know. I guess I do feel better about how we acted.
Me too.
But I don't feel like everything's fixed.
Yeah. Well, I guess we just keep trying, huh?
I guess. And who knows what'll happen?
God parted the Red Sea and saved Daniel from the lion's den. He probably doesn't think Maya's so impossible.
Maybe you forgot that we're talking about Maya here.
Very funny.
Where's Timmy and Brooke, Mom?
Oh, Timmy's at the Jennings for dinner, and Brooke had a meeting after cross-country practice tonight. Their first race is this weekend.
Oh, that's right. You know, we're having a picnic at the park afterwards, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
To get up early on Saturday.
Mike, you never want to get up early.
It's not that early. We'll leave here about 9.
Well, I don't know if I can go.
Where else would you be, Justin?
Well, if I make the cut on Thursday, we're having an all-day training practice.
For the Rocket Club?
No, Mom, the football team.
The
yeah,
what?
Right.
The football team?
Yeah.
But you were just finishing your new rocket, and you don't play football.
Well, I do now.
Justin, you've been talking about the Rocket Club since you were in 5th grade.
Yeah, Mrs. Collins reminds me all the time. She wonders why I'm not a science brain like you. Which reminds me, can you help me with my science homework after dinner?
Yeah.
I have to finish gluing the tail fin on my rocket first, though.
So why the football team instead of the rocket club?
I just wanted to change. Besides, Tommy and Joe and Taylor are all going out for the team, too.
Well...
Yeah, but they played in the sixth grade. You can't even throw the ball.
Michael.
No, really, Dad. He can't. Haley's got a better arm than him.
Oh. Thanks.
You really do.
Michael, right. Stop it. Seriously, Justin, why are you dropping the Rocket Club?
I just want to try out for the football team. Anyway, the club doesn't have a student leader this year, and they'd never choose a seventh grader like me for the job.
Well, I have to say, I never would have pictured this.
I know. Can we please talk about something else?
No, wait a minute.
Justin.
Don't get frustrated. We're just surprised. You have to admit, you've never been interested in sports before.
I know.
But we'll support you, son, if this is what you want.
Absolutely.
It really is, Dad.
Good.
And I've been working so hard.
Well, you usually do.
Thanks. Now let's talk about Michael. You get any trouble today?
Do I ever?
Well, yeah.
Don't answer that.
We've been wondering how school went, Mikey. Dad and I were praying for you and Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. I think it helped.
Good.
I mean, except for the part when we talked about God, it was all right. She said she forgave us.
You started talking about God?
Yeah. Anna said how God wouldn't have wanted us to treat Maya like that and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Maya said she forgave us. But then she told Anna she didn't want to be friends at all.
Oh. You guys did what you needed to do. I'm proud of you.
It would just be a lot easier if Mike could at least try to be nice.
Well, now, nobody said it would be easy. Not much about being a Christian is. We just have to keep praying for Maya.
As long as we work hard to be faithful and do our own part,
mm-hmm.
leaning on God's strength, we're going the right way. You know, only God can change hearts. And we need to let him do his job while we stick to ours.
Yeah.
And besides, Mikey, you know what I heard?
What?
Well, on my way home, I passed Matt and Maya.
Who's Matt?
Maya's boyfriend.
Well, Maya has a boyfriend and she's only in fifth grade?
They just hang out and stuff.
Oh.
But you know Matt, Mom. Mm-hmm. Matt Barnett. He's on my Little League team every summer. And he's been over here
before. Oh, of course. Yeah. I know Matt.
Well, I passed him when they turned down Cherry Street. You know, behind the Jennings house next mm-hmm. to those people with a pool who always complain about the Jennings dog, Kipper,
right.
barking all the time. But they have those cats, and I promise, cats are a lot worse than Kipper.
Haley, what about Matt and Maya?
Oh, yeah. So, I passed them by Cherry Street because that's where Maya lives, right?
Yep.
Yes. Now, what did they say?
I don't know, but she was yelling and then she stomped off.
I wonder if it was because of what Anne and I said.
Well, it's possible. Sometimes when people are convicted by God, they can get even meaner and angrier. It shows that you've hit a nerve.
Yep. She might be thinking about what you said and could be bothering her. Just keep up with the way you two have been doing things, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You never know what God's going to do.
Okay, guys, pay attention to the lab rules for our science experiments, and please be careful, especially you, Michael. I don't want any more spills from your lab group.
Don't worry, Mrs. C. I'll let Anna pour all the liquids.
Good idea. All right, let's get moving. We need to finish up this lab before gym class.
Mike, this beaker's ready. Just set it in the holder over there, and we'll do the last step.
Excuse me. I have to get another beaker, and you're in my way.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
Mike, you want to check the results?
Sure, let
Excuse
me just...
Excuse me!
Maya, what yo?
Oh, great.
Whoops.
Michael, was that your beaker?
She knocked it over on purpose. I saw it.
I know.
How did this happen?
I just put it too close to the edge. I'm sorry, Mrs. C.
Michael, you have got to be more careful. If this keeps up, I'm going to have to exclude you from the lab.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well, you know where the cleaning supplies are. You and Anna will have to do the experiment over tomorrow. We have to go to gym soon. All right, everybody, record your results.
Nice pass, Anna!
Thanks!
So, are you gonna be best friends with a new girl too, Matt?
She's on my team.
Watch out, the puck's coming.
I'm open, Matt!
Anna! Look out!
Are you okay?
She's fine. Mike, you're on my team. Come on.
She's not fine, Maya.
Break it up, kids. Move back. Anna, what happened?
Maya checked her.
Matt, I asked Anna.
I'm okay. I just hit my head.
Michael, run down and get the nurse, please. Maya, you want to tell me how this happened?
It was an accident.
Class, keep it down. Anna? Anna, was it an accident?
Yeah, I think so. She was just trying to block me. That's all.
All right. Well, let's get you off the floor.
She better be okay, Maya. You're lucky she backed you up.
I know.
Man, where'd you get that black eye?
At the bottom of a tackle.
They got you good.
Don't remind me. What is that?
My redo science experiment.
Redo? What'd you do this time?
Technically, I didn't do anything. It's a long story.
I'm all ears.
Well, let's just say that Maya sabotaged our science lab, and then she sent Anna to the nurse during gym class.
No way.
I don't know, Justin. It seems like all day Maya was trying to get me or Anna mad.
Maybe Mom's right.
About what?
Remember last night when she said that sometimes people get meaner when you touch a nerve? Maybe Maya's thinking about what you said.
Well, then she must be thinking like crazy. I've never seen her like this before.
I know it's hard, but wouldn't it be cool if, after all this, Maya did become a Christian?
It'd have to be a miracle. Anyway, can you help me with the science stuff again before you work on your rocket? I'm stuck.
Yeah, but then I gotta finish my homework. I need lots of sleep tonight.
Final cuts for the team are tomorrow, aren't they?
Yep.
I hope you were all taking good notes on that slide presentation, because there will be a quiz next week over all the world religions we've been... No whining, please. All the material is in your social studies book as well, and you have the whole weekend to study.
Who wants to study over the weekend?
When do you ever want to study, Mike?
That's enough, you two. Now, I want to thank those of you who shared thoughts about your own faith with the class during this unit. Does anyone else have any comments or questions before we move on to math?
I do, Mrs. C.
Go ahead, Anna.
Well, I'm a Christian, and it's because of Jesus dying for me that I'm going to get to go to heaven. He's my best friend, and I tell him everything.
And I guess that's what makes you even more perfect.
Maya, if you have a question, please ask nicely.
Okay. Well, what makes you so special that God would want to be so close to you?
It's not just me he wants to be close to. He loves everyone, no matter who they are or what they've done.
Okay, Michael, last comment, then we have to move on. Did you have something to add?
Yeah, I'm a Christian too. And God really is your best friend. You can talk to him about anything, like my brother. He's trying out for the football team today. He even talks to God about that.
Good. Thank you. Okay, guys, sorry, but that's all we have time for. Please put your world religions notes in your homework folders, and let's take out our math books.
Oh, Lord, please let me get through these tryouts alive, and please help me catch this one. Amen.
Okay, boys, are you ready?
Oh, great. The ball's going to Justin again.
This will be good.
I said, are you ready?
Yeah, ready, coach.
All right. Red, 22. Red, 22. Hut.
I got it.
He got it, all right.
Morrison, are you okay?
Yeah, coach, I'm fine. If I could just stand up, can we try it again?
Morrison, we've tried this play 3 times now.
I know, but I really think I can do it.
All right. Last time. Huddle up.
Oh.
Hey, Morrison, catch.
Oh, ow.
Sorry about that. Forgot your eye was covered up.
That's okay. I was probably missed anyway.
Did it stop bleeding yet?
I think it's starting to clot. See?
Ugh. Keep coming back.
Because trials didn't end until today.
No, I mean, you just like to get beat up or something?
No, but I started this and I had to finish it.
Well, I gotta hand it to you.
Huh?
I would have just stayed home after what happened to you the first day.
Oh, that wasn't so bad. My lungs just felt a little bruised after the pile-up.
I forgot about that part. I was talking about when you kicked and missed. Got the wind knocked out of you, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And then the second day of tryouts, when Johnson nailed you in the gut and you couldn't stand up for 15 minutes.
Yeah, that did hurt.
Or when Smith landed on your head and the rest of the team piled on top of him.
Okay, I'm beginning to feel like my life could be on one of those sports bloopers videos.
Sorry, I'm just saying you stuck it out longer than I would have.
Thanks.
Hey, I saw Bulin stop you on your way in here. What did he want with you?
I don't know. He asked me to come back after changing.
You're not in trouble, are you?
How could I be? He's the science teacher for 8th grade, not 7th.
Oh yeah. Well, good luck.
And so it seemed like she was listening. Hmm. I never thought I'd say that I'm glad we have social studies in school.
Well, you never know how God's going to work. And at least Maya's asking questions now. I mean, that's incredible, Michael.
I know. I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow at school.
Right.
Wow, you look happy about something, Justin.
I am.
I guess we know who made the football cuts, huh?
It wasn't me.
Why are you so happy?
You did it?
No, it's good. I'm happier than I've been since school started.
Do you remember to wear your helmet today?
Very funny.
Come on. What happened, Justin?
Okay, I didn't make a team, and I was pretty disappointed.
Uh-huh.
And I was walking into the locker room when Mr. Bulin stopped.
Mr. Bulin, that's who Brooke had for science last year, right?
Yeah, right. He's the 8th grade science teacher, and uh-huh. He said his window looks out over the football field. He said he'd been watching the tryouts all week.
So he watched you get creamed every day? That's great.
Michael, please.
Sorry.
No, it really is great. See, Bulin's the faculty sponsor for the Rocket Club, and he'd seen my name scratched out on his sign-up list. And he asked me if I wanted to be the student leader so we can have the club this year.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What made him ask you?
Well, he said that he needed a student with determination, diligence, and most importantly, faithfulness. And he said that all week during tryouts, watching me get knocked over again and again and keep getting up, he thinks I have all three qualities.
That is a big compliment, son.
I am so proud of you, Justin.
I can't believe Mrs. Collins let us talk about God again today. And Maya seemed like she was really listening. Maybe it's our chance.
Maybe. We could invite her to my house tonight.
Yeah, and I'll just come over before she gets there.
Okay. Well, let's go ask her before she and Matt leave. Hi, Maya. Hi, Matt.
Hi, guys. Is there something you wanted?
Actually, yeah, there is. Maya, Michael and I were wondering if you wanted to come over to his house.
Why?
Well, Mrs. Collins didn't give us much time to talk about all that stuff in social studies today. And it might just be fun to hang out.
Well, when would you want me there? I have things to do, you know.
Yeah, me too. I have to do my homework, so maybe like an hour or so after school?
So, you think you'll come?
I'll think about it.
Great.
Well, maybe we'll see you later then.
See ya. Bye, Matt.
Bye.
Mikey, someone's here for you.
Coming.
Hey, Mike.
Matt, hi.
You thought I'd be Maya. I know you didn't invite me over or anything, but I was just wondering if maybe you'd want to hang out for a while.
Yeah, come in. I should have invited you, too. You remember Matt, don't you, Mom?
Of course I do. And are you joining us for dinner?
No, I don't think so, but thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to finish the vacuuming.
Okay, Mom. We'll be out back.
All right, honey.
I think you guys were finishing this deck last time I was here.
Yep. Me and Brooke and my dad built it last summer.
It's nice. Listen, I don't think Maya's coming over.
Yeah, you're probably right. Anna came over hoping she'd show. But she had to leave a while ago.
Mike, I know that you didn't ask me over.
I really am sorry about that, Matt. I should have. I just was thinking about Maya, and I don't know.
That's kind of why I came. I know Maya's supposed to be my girlfriend and all that, but I don't like the way she's been treating Anna or you. I just don't get it.
Well, maybe that'll change.
Maybe, but that's not the part that confuses me. See, I just don't get how you and Anna can keep being so nice to her.
We're not that nice, but the only way we can love her is because of God. We couldn't do it on our own.
You guys keep talking about God. I know you go to church and all that, but...
What don't you get, Matt?
I mean, how does God help you to be nice to Maya? How does God help you do anything? I can't see him there with you, but you act like he's your best friend. It's like in social studies the other day. I just can't figure it out.
Wow. I guess I don't know where to start.
Just tell me what it is that makes you and Anna so different. I guess it might sound stupid, but I don't know. You guys seem happy or something.
It doesn't sound stupid, Matt. I just hope I can explain it right. See, I guess the first thing you need to know is that God loves you.
How do you know that?
Well, the Bible says that God so loved the world, he gave his only son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him won't die but will have eternal life.
You have the Bible memorized?
That verse, anyway. Basically, it means that no matter what we've done, God loves us, enough to have his son die for us. And God already knows everything.
Whoa, I didn't see that one coming. But that is very cool. Michael and Anna were rewarded for their faithfulness, just like Paul and Silas. If they had run from prison, the jailer would not have seen the difference in them. But they stayed and got to share their faith with someone who had never heard the gospel. And on Gilead Lane, although it wasn't Maya, Matt noticed the difference in the way Michael and Anna acted and wanted that for himself. See how important obedience to God is? Before we go today, I'm guessing there's at least one person out there who might be like Matt. Maybe you're ready to know God in a little more personal way. You're ready because you've seen something about the way people are. We mess up, all of us. We live in sin, and yet at the same time, we want to be close to God. We want and need his help here on earth, and we want to know that someday we're going to be with him forever in heaven. But we can't be close to him, and we can't have the promise of heaven because our sin separates us from him. But he does want us near him because he loves every single one of us. He made us, and he also made a way for us to be close to him. He allowed his own son, Jesus, to die in our place, to suffer and die for all the bad things we do, think, and say. So then it's up to us. We know that all this happened, and he's waiting for us. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." He wants to come into your life. You need to open the door. You need to ask him in prayer to forgive your sins and come into your heart to change you from the inside, to love you like no one else can. If you'd like more information on what I just said, or if you've just asked God to come into your life, we would love to hear from you. Please email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. Today's program, The Unlovables, Part 2, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. The creative consultant was Alicia Lynn. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Andrew B., with music by John Campbell. And our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week, down Gilead Lane.